You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new, very, very special episode of Suckers. I can't believe this is actually happening. My name is Dean, joined by Kaylin and Jared.
And my name is Dean's pimple sitting on top of his forehead.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to rear my face in and say hello.
So there's four of us hosting today's episode. Wow. But beyond that, it's even a little bit more special because not only is Easton here, but we have the legendary, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Mark Molnitsky is here with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's just such a rare treat to have that beautiful human here with us.
Well, he got too big for us.
I did. That's true. But I'm delighted to be here slumming it with you guys again. Maddie, the producer, texted me last night and said, what do you say? Are you in for a good old-fashioned Suckers? And I said, yeah, count me in. Let's do it.
Just
and
like
she
the good
said,
old
we're gonna
days.
Play a game. And I said, I love the games.
So, yeah. So I did kind of allude to that earlier. I just can't believe it happened. I can't believe it happened so fast. You guys over there in the studios of your houses are just firing on all cylinders. We lobbed the idea of a game of Jeopardy out there. Easton and Mark got back to us in less than a week and a half, and they said, we've got it all figured out. And that's what we're doing today. We're doing a game of Jeopardy. I can't believe it. But I don't really know the basis. I don't know the rules. If you guys want to maybe share that with us.
Well, here's what I've done. I've come up with two rounds, like on Jeopardy. I just realized I forgot something, but I'll pick that up in a little bit. I just realized that, but that's okay. We'll fix that as we go. But we have the two rounds ready to go. And I have come up with categories that are specific to the three of you.
Oh, God.
You know, we're all together again. It's a beautiful thing. It's not really a walk down memory lane. It's just knowing the three of you as well as we do after all these years of doing this show, I came up with categories for you guys. I will say that for any specific category, one or two of you might have a definite advantage over the others, but that's okay. It should all even out eventually. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to begin? Like, is it time or do we want to chit chat? Do we want to do a little host chat at the beginning and see how things are going?
I think we should make it as legit as possible.
Well, I also want to point out the reason this is happening is because Kaylin said on the podcast either last week or the week before that she thought Dean, while watching Jeopardy, got 90% of the questions correct, to which I said,
there is 95.
You might have said 95. And I said, there is no shot in hell he would be Ken Jennings if he got 95% of the Jeopardy questions correct. So I would like to point out that my bar is very low. I'm only pointing this out because I think I'm going to suck. And then Dean's is very high.
At the end of the day, no, it's not high.
I'm low with you, Jared.
I will say at the end of the day, we're all suckers. So I think the bar should be exceptionally low for all of us. How do we, what's like the buzzer style format? How do we buzz
in? Well, that's okay. So that's interesting. So Maddie did send over like general knowledge questions, but I kind of went in a different direction with this. So sorry, if I'd gotten that kind of backstory, I would have done this differently. So this is going to be more fun. And Jared, you're actually, I think, going to do very well in this game.
Oh, great.
Possibly the best of the three.
Patriots.
All right, cool. Based on the category.
Tom Brady for 400, please.
Yeah. I'll take Tom's, either Rob Thomas, Tom Cruise, or Tom Brady for 2,000, please.
Well, wow. That's a little spoiler right there, actually. Oh, my well, that's so maybe another week I can come up with test Dean's knowledge. Like, that might be a different thing.
Ooh,
I come up
yeah.
With, this is going to be great. This is going to be fun, but it's not, man, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But maybe that's a separate game we do next time. Maybe do a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire-style Dean version.
Love that. Oh, well, not just the Dean version. I think maybe all of us. Maybe the three of us combined could get to $1 million. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Mm. Sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, are you ready?
Yeah. I still don't really know what we're doing, but I'm ready for it.
We're ready.
Well, it'll become obvious when I share my screen. Here we go. Okay. I am sharing my screen.
Are we going turn by turn or should they buzz in?
Basically, what's going to happen is whoever has control of the board is going to be able to answer the question. Okay. If that person gets it wrong, the other two can jump in. Keep in mind, you will not lose points for guessing it wrong like on Jeopardy. We tried that on Scrubbing In, and I think the winner of the game had minus 2,300. So
nice.
You're not going to lose points. You're only going to gain points. So there's no harm in guessing if you want to jump in, and then you'll get control and you can control the board. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of buzzing in. And if there is, you'll just have to just, you know, let me know. Let me know you'd like to answer the question. All right, here we go. Ready?
Oh, wow. This is very well done.
Colorado. Okay. I was like, there's a Rhode Island. That's definitely a cheat sheet. How the hell did you create this? This is so great.
Well, thank you very much. Your categories are travel, Tom Brady, The Bachelor, Rhode Island, and Colorado. Mm-hmm. All right. So kind of try to mix it up a little bit and keep everybody involved. So you have all the point values on the board, just like on Jeopardy. For everyone listening, they have the 200, 400, 600, 800, 1,000. We have a score at the bottom of the screen. And we will begin with Kaylin. She will be the first person to choose a category and answer the question. And of course, as always, your response must be in the form of a question, just like on Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. You know how that works? Okay?
I've seen Jeopardy.
Okay, but I'm just wondering if I know how it works.
I guess. I kind of forgot a little bit. I just know you guys are going to crush this. I'm going to start with The Bachelor for 600.
Look at that, going in the middle of the category. Nice. The Bachelor for 600. Here we go.
Just Kaylin, trying to get that daily double.
You have control. So, Kaylin, you will have the first option to answer this question. Here we go. He was the first Bachelor to say, I love you to two contestants.
I want to say Ben Higgins.
Well, you better say it in the form of a question.
Who is Ben Higgins?
Who is Ben Higgins?
Yes.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Back to the board, Kaylin. Where are you going now?
Let's do 800, The Bachelor.
800, The Bachelor. He was The Bachelor the first time the first impression rose was used.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. Who is, I think the oldest one I know is Juan Pablo. Who is Juan Pablo?
Who is Juan Pablo is incorrect. Dean okay. or Jared?
Well, I guess if we can't get it wrong, who is Sean? What's his name? Sean, he married Catherine. Who is Sean?
Sean Lowe.
Sean Lowe, yes. Who is Sean Lowe?
I wouldn't have helped you if you were right, so you're wrong. Jared?
I mean, this is a complete guess. I'm just trying to... Who is... I'm only going to say it because he was The Bachelor twice, so he gets me better odds. Who's Brad Womack?
Brad Womack. Let's see the answer. Who is Jesse Palmer? Jesse Palmer used the first
Jesse.
Impression rose. Kaylin, you still have control of the board.
Oh, great. I'll do The Bachelor for 1,000.
Bachelor for 1,000.
Oh, God.
She is the youngest contestant ever to appear on The Bachelor.
Oh, Jesus.
Who is Becca? Wait,
is not,
I'm pretty sure. Oh,
it is
no.
not Becca. Dean, Jared?
Doesn't matter who
I
says.
Was going to say, who is Becca Martinez?
That's
not
what
Becca
I was thinking.
Tilly.
Short hair. No, short
Becca
hair.
Martinez.
I'm going to say, who is Kit? I figured her last name.
Oh. Who is Kit Keenan, 21
Woo!
Years old.
Let's go, boys.
1,000 for Jared.
Yeah, we'll
wow.
give it to
him. Let's go.
And not just 1,000 for Jared. He gets control of the board.
Wow.
I'll go, let's see. Tom Brady for 200, please.
Tom Brady for 200.
Thank you, Alex.
Tom Brady was a 2-year starter at this university.
That
would be Michigan. There it is.
Hey,
oh, he didn't ask
answer.
It as a question.
Oh, what is Michigan?
Thank you very much. Yes, keeping him honest.
I will take Tom Brady for 400, please.
Here we go. Tom Brady has played in this many Super Bowls.
What is 10 Super Bowls?
That is correct. Very nice. Great. Thank you. Doing well here. Still have control.
Should I change?
Jared.
I don't know if I should just change it up. I guess let's do Rhode Island for 200.
All right. Rhode Island for 200. It's the state's capital.
What is Providence?
There it is. 200. Keep going.
Oh, God. Rhode Island for 400.
There it is. This Jersey Shore cast member was born in Providence in 1980.
Who is Pauly D?
Pauly D is correct. Very nice.
Oh, God. I'm going to run this. Let's go back to Tom Brady for 600.
Tom Brady wasn't just drafted to play football. He was also drafted by a Canadian team to play this sport.
What is baseball?
You
he was drafted by the Montreal Expos.
To play what position?
He was a catcher.
He was. Jared, you're bored.
I'll go Rhode Island 600.
This 1998 Cameron Diaz movie was set in and shot in Rhode Island.
What is Something About Mary?
Jared's running up the score right now.
It is a 3,400 Jared, 600 Caleb, for Dean.
I'll do 800 for Tom Brady.
800 Tom Brady. New England selected Tom Brady in this round of the 2000 NFL draft.
What is the sixth round? That he was the 199th overall draft pick.
That was an easy one.
Jared?
I will do Rhode Island 800.
800 Rhode Island.
I got to run through this category.
Circus in the United States was in this city in 1774.
He knows this.
That's a fun one.
First city. I mean, I'm trying to. It can't be Providence because that's too obvious. I'm going to say what is Newport?
What is Newport? Let's see.
Where is Newport?
There it is.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
That's 5,000.
I was just trying to think of old city and old towns in Rhode Island. Okay, 1,000 Tom Brady.
1,000 Tom Brady. Tom Brady's first completed pass in the NFL was to this tight end.
Ooh.
Hey, it's 1,000 pointer. This is going to be a tough one.
Oh no. First completed pass. Well, I know the game, which is interesting.
What was
the game? It was against the Detroit Lions in 2000. He came in late in the game. But I don't know the guy's name, so I'm going to say, who is Jermaine Wiggins?
That is incorrect. Dean or Caitlin, you want to steal this one?
Got no clue.
I actually know this one. Who is Rod Rutledge?
It is Ron Rutledge.
Did you cheat?
Dean cheated on that one.
Wait,
Dean definitely
you know
cheated.
I watched every
bullshit.
Tom Brady sports documentary.
Did you look it up?
How could I have looked it up? I got my whole screen taken over by this Jeopardy board.
How did you know it?
I've watched the documentaries of him. I've seen the highlight reels endlessly.
Oh, he's such a liar. Let him cheat.
I feel like he's lying, but there'll have to be an investigation to further
How could I have cheated?
Oh, yeah. It would have been so hard to cheat while being on your laptop.
1,000 points for Dean. All right, Dean, you're bored.
Let's go Rhode Island for 1,000. I feel like I got this one.
Sure, why not?
Oh, God.
This toy was named the official family travel ambassador of Rhode Island in the year 2000.
Obviously, I know this as well. This toy was named the official family travel ambassador of Rhode Island. What? What is the... RC car? I don't know.
The RC car is incorrect. Kaylin or Jared, do you have a guess on this one? It's for 1,000 points.
Should Kaylin go first?
I think it's like a beaver. What is it? But I don't know his name.
It is not a beaver.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say, what is Mr. Potato Head?
Let's go. Correct.
There's a statue of Mr. Potato Head in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. That's why.
Wow.
So I was like, could it possibly be him?
The scoring update, Jared 6,000, Dean 1,000, Kaylin 600.
Let's go Bachelor 200.
Bachelor 200. The Bachelor debuted on ABC on March 25th of this year.
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it was, what is 2002?
That is correct, 2002.
Let's
Jared
go!
Jared gets 200 points and keeps the board.
Jared's unstoppable.
Really? Holy shit. 400, please.
400. He was the first Bachelor who had previously been a contestant on another season.
Who is Bob Guinea?
That is incorrect.
Who is, oh my God, if this is wrong, Jason Mesnick?
It is not Jason Mesnick. Dean.
Who is Ben Flajnik?
No, who is Jesse Palmer? Is the
I was going to say that, but I didn't think you'd
Jesse
say
twice. Twice the answer.
No points there. The board remains with Jared.
I don't know shit about Colorado. So let's do travel for 200.
Travel 200. If you're traveling to Vietnam, bring plenty of these. It's the official currency.
Oh, God. What is yen?
Nope.
Chinese. What is baht?
Nope.
What?
What is...
I tried to tee this up for you, Deenan.
I know, and I'm going to get them all wrong.
I have no clue.
It's not baht.
Okay.
Huh?
What is the dong?
The dong. Of course I'm going to bring some dong to Vietnam.
There's a currency called the dong.
That's right. I wanted to keep things a little bit, you know, themed to help I suck at dating.
Bring your dong to Vietnam. Travel 400, please.
The Penis Museum can be found in this Icelandic city.
What?
Jared's first guess.
Icelandic. So it's in Iceland. What is Reykjavik?
Close enough for me. Sure, you got it, Jared. Very good.
How do you say it? As well,
Reykjavik. But you're getting other people's categories now. You're bored,
600 travel.
This city is the only one in the world to straddle two continents.
Okay, let's think of this.
Jared's first. Jared gets the first option.
I have no idea. What is Egypt?
Not Egypt. Not a city also.
Not a city.
Oh, my God. I was, whoops.
My only guess that I could possibly think of is what is St. Petersburg?
That is incorrect, Kaylin.
Oh, God. I was thinking somewhere in Egypt or Morocco. Isn't Morocco kind of?
I mean, Africa is its own continent, so you can't really think there's going to be a city on Africa and Europe.
What? Yeah,
it's got to be Asia and Europe. So St. Petersburg is right there. Maybe it's like maybe it's something in Turkey. No, because Turkey's still Europe.
It's Kapadocia, but that's central Turkey. So that's all I got is Kapadocia.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you're walking yourself right to it. What is Istanbul?
Oh.
Yeah,
it is still Jared's board.
I guess 800 travel.
Tokyo is served by two airports, Narita and this one, built in 1931.
I have no idea. What is Tokyo Airport?
That is incorrect. I feel like Dean and Kaylin, haven't you been there recently?
What is Haneda? Thank you. Finally,
what
I
is Haneda?
Dean. All right. Very nicely, Dean.
4,000 points.
Let's just do travel for the 1,000.
It's the second most populated country in the world after China.
What is India?
That is correct. For a 1,000.
That was a layup 1,000 point.
Damn it, I should have done the 2,000. I knew that one.
I probably should have switched India and Dong. Anyway, Jared, 6,600. Dean, 2,800. Kaylin, 600. She needs to make some points up here, but we got one more category. Colorado is remaining up there. And Dean, it's your board.
200, Mark.
It's Colorado's official state nickname, the blank state.
Do you know this one?
Dean gets first option.
The Centennial State.
Yeah. That is correct.
No, I'm not going to do as good as Jared did with Rhode Island. I already know that.
400, Jared, Dean, is that where you want to go?
Yes, please, Mark.
All right. It's the fictional Colorado town where you'd find kids named Stan, Kyle, Kenny, and Eric.
What is South Park?
That's correct.
Yeah, I like that. I like where this is going. I'm
glad that's a good one. I like that.
600 Colorado, this Seventh Heaven actress currently married to a former boy bander was raised in Boulder.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. Seventh Heaven, it was even filmed in Colorado.
Answer, because I know this.
Who is Marissa Tomei?
Who is Jessica Biel?
That is correct. Jessica Biel and Cameron doubles her score to 1,200, and she has the board.
Colorado for 800.
This Jim Carrey comedy was filmed in Aspen, Breckenridge, and Copper Mountain, among other Colorado locations.
Kaylin?
No clue.
I'm trying to get her to watch this so many times, and she refuses. I get an answer. What?
Wait, no. Are you passing, Kaylin?
I'm passing.
But then who does it pass to?
What is...
No, because Jared knows as well, so who does it pass to?
Where the beer flows like wine, baby. That would be dumb and dumber.
Oh.
That is correct. And Jared, this last one's for you. Colorado for 1,000. They are the most recent Colorado team to win a major sports world championship.
Good Lord in heaven.
No, you don't. You just got... He's lost.
I mean, I guess I'll just guess. Oh, the Denver Nuggets. What are the Denver Nuggets?
That's it. Very nice. Just last year, 2023, and Jared.
Holy cow.
I almost said the Broncos because I was like, what is Denver? Have the Rockies won anything recently? Or the Avalanche?
Tricky question because the Avalanche won 2 years ago. So that's right. Why I thought it was.
Oh, I see. I wouldn't have guessed the Avalanche. I was going to say the Broncos. And then I'm like, wait a minute. The Broncos Nuggets just good. Won.
I feel like Mark subliminally favored Jared for that segment.
Yes. Well, clearly the score would say so. We have Jared with 8,400, Dean at 3,400, and Kalen with 1,200. But we have double jeopardy, and that's when the scores can really change.
Nice.
Oh, God, we're categories. Still playing? Holy shit.
We got one more round, and we'll be back right after this.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the round two of Suckers, and here are your categories for Double Jeopardy, and they are living in a van, Bachelor in Paradise, sucking, Tom Cruise, and pop culture from this week. See how I kind of tried to divide those up among all of you have lived in vans, Tom Cruise, and pop culture for Kaylin, and sucking, which is, of course, all of us.
All of us.
I like it.
All right. I'm not sure this is how it's played on the game, but Kaylin, you are at 1,200, so you're in third place, so you may choose the first category.
Perfect. I'll do Bachelor in Paradise for 400.
There it is. Bachelor in Paradise essentially replaced this spinoff, which was canceled in 2013.
What is, oh my gosh, what is
I know it.
Bachelor Pad?
Bachelor Pad is correct.
Very nicely done.
You're bored, Kaylin.
I'll do 400 pop culture from this week.
All right. Pop culture from this week, of course. Exactly as it says, for 400. This country star was arrested Sunday night after throwing a chair off a rooftop bar.
Who is Morgan Wallen?
That's correct. Kaylin coming back. She's up to 2,000. You're bored.
I'll do pop culture from this week, 800.
This singer announced her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, will be out May 17th.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm going to pass.
Who is JoJo Siwa?
Not JoJo Siwa, Jared.
Who is I know who it is. I can't think. It's like Belly or Bell or something like that, but I don't know it. That's what is Bell?
Boy, you're getting awfully close there. It is Billie Eilish.
It's something like that.
That was fascinating how your brain was working there.
I remembered it was like, I thought it was someone, I thought it was like Bell Hadid. Never mind.
He's a model.
Nonetheless, Kaylin, you retain control.
I'll do pop culture from this week, 1200.
Here we go. Coachella is this weekend, and this person is headlining. There are three possible answers. You can name any of the three.
Who is Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish is not headlining Coachella this year. Anyone else?
Who is Beyonce?
Not this year, no. Jared.
Coachella, Jesus. Who would go to Coachella? Who is Sabrina Carpenter?
No, you had the choices of Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, and Doja Cat.
Wow,
Tyler, the Creator, headliners for this weekend. Kaylin.
I'll do pop culture from this week, 1600.
This massive celebrity taped test shows for a reboot of the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Wow.
I really don't know any of these.
Massive celebrity.
There is a clue in there.
Who is... I have no clue.
All right.
Who is Shaquille O'Neal?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw him do a game show.
What is the clue that Mark talked about?
I was saying that the word massive is a double meaning.
Wow. Who's a massive celebrity that's huge that's not Shaq? Oh, who is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, I'm sorry. It is Travis Kelce, who is the host, the potential host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. He is a massive celebrity in his own right, but he's also a large individual. That's what I was going for there.
Got it.
Kaylin, you want to finish the category or move on?
Yeah, I'll finish it.
For 2000.
Let's get this over with.
This athlete became a household name over the past few weeks, leading her Iowa Hawkeyes to the NCAA championship game.
Who is Caitlin Clark?
Wow, I can't
Caitlin
believe you got
Clark
it.
Is the correct
Very
answer.
Nicely All done, right. Caitlin.
That's 2,000, and she has passed Dean into second place. She has 4,000, Dean 3,400, Jared 8,400, and Caitlin retains control.
She's catching up.
I'll do Bachelor in Paradise for 800.
Here it comes. This former boy bander served as a rotating host in 2021.
Who is Lance Bass?
Correct, Lance Bass.
Very nicely done.
4,800 for Kaylin. Go ahead.
Bachelor in Paradise for 1,200.
It's the total number of Bachelor in Paradise seasons so far.
What is 8?
No.
What is 9?
9 is correct. Dean with the steal.
I had to. Jared stole my last one.
Don't we rotate turret?
No, you stole my last one, man. I had to jump in that time.
All right.
Dean, you're bored.
I mean, living in a van. Let's start there for 400, please.
400 living in a van. This 2007 movie is about a hiker who sets up camp in the magic bus he finds in Alaska.
What is Into the Wild?
Correct. And Dean is Very back nice in second that. Place with 5,000. You're bored,
who
Dean.
Who wrote the book, Dean?
Oh, don't you dare put me on the spot like that.
No, I'll put
Who's in the movie?
Spot. Alexander Supertramp.
Reese Witherspoon, I thought.
What?
No. Am I wrong?
No, it's the name of the actor.
Some great American novelist that I'm embarrassed to not know the answer.
It's John Krasner or something like that. I forgot how to say his last name. Krakauer, thank you.
Dean, you're bored.
Oh, so sorry. 800, please.
Living in a van for 800. This Irish singer had a hit with the song Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown Eyed Girl. She's my brown eyed girl. How is this anything about living in a van?
Well, that's a clue.
It's not Van Halen.
trust me, it fits the category.
Okay. In a van, Brown, this Irish singer, you too, maybe? What's that one guy's name with the red hair? Who is Ed Sheeran?
It's not Ed Sheeran.
Brown eyes. Anyone else?
Jimmy Buffett? Who is Jimmy Buffett?
No, not Jimmy Buffett.
Can I re-give my answer?
Jesse something. Who is Jesse?
Who is Van
Jesse?
Van Joy. Van something.
Right, the answer is Van Morrison. Van Morrison.
Oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
That's a good one, Mark. Good job.
Thank you.
Van Morrison.
1,200, please.
1,200 living in a van. This Western state has the most van lifers.
Is California too obvious? What is California
is correct.
Yeah.
Dean up to 6,200. Okay. Back to you.
1,600, please.
Alex? All right, living in a van. While they didn't live in it, it's the most common hangout for the Scooby-Doo gang.
Oh, what is the mystery machine?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so Dean, you're catching up. You're only 600 behind Jared now. You can take the lead if you want to finish living in a van.
2,000, please.
Here it is. This is the most common way for people who live in vans to bathe and shower.
Oh, there's options. You either go in a lake or a river.
Well, there are options, but they did a study, and by percentage, this is the most common way to do it.
Okay, I'm going to say, what is at a gym?
A gym membership is correct.
Second place.
Is a shower in the van itself, and Dean launches into the league with 9,800.
Nicely done, Dean.
In a van, baby. I'm going to go
suck. You need a big lead, though, because you got the Tom Cruise category.
Yeah, still, and I'm going to lose all those. Let's go sucking for Tom four, Cruise, right? Please.
So much
sucking
pressure
for 400. 81% of newborn babies do this. After a year, it's down to 31%.
What is suck their thumbs?
No.
Oh.
Jared or Kalen?
I've got nothing.
Oh, I would say sucking on a pacifier.
That is incorrect. Breastfeeding is the correct answer to that
one.
So it stays Dean's board.
800, please.
800 for sucking. The podcast Help I Suck at Dating premiered in September of this year.
Wow.
Dean, you better not get this wrong, bro.
What a great question. I was on The Bachelor.
I'm pretty confident I know this answer.
In
1994.
When
is 2017?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Dean breaks into five digits, 10,600 for Dean. You're bored.
Sucking for 12.
Sucking for 12. There are three kinds of these in space: primordial, stellar, and supermassive.
Let's see. It's not a star. Primordial, stellar, supermassive. Would it be supernova? But a supernova is a star. What is a black hole?
That is correct. Very nice.
Wow.
Considering
they suck everything in.
Considering the category. That's right. Dean?
1,600.
Sucking for 1,600. According to Rotten Tomatoes, this Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie sucks the most of all the movies in the franchise.
Okay, so we don't give it to Jared directly, but we give it to him indirectly.
Yeah, wow. Oh, thank you so much.
I'm just going to go and shot in the dark. What is Mission Impossible 4?
No, it is thank not God Mission Impossible 4.
What is Mission Impossible 2?
That is correct. Dean, Jared with the steal.
Oh, I thought he was going to say it. I was like, this motherfucker was just going to be like,
oh, Mission Impossible 2, I guess?
Jared, it is your board. You have two more in Bachelor in Paradise, one more in Sucking, and all five in Tom Cruise.
Let's do Tom Cruise 400.
All right, starting the Tom Cruise category. His first name is Thomas, his middle name is Cruise, and this is his last name.
Hmm. Oh, I actually know this, but don't know this. It is Tom... Edwards. What is Edwards? I don't know.
It's not Edwards, Dean or Kalen.
No cheating.
You go.
Dean's left hand looks like a mouse.
Nothing.
You got
to think of like a. What is Jones?
Not Jones.
Tom Cruise Jones. That's a cool name.
That would be a cool name. Tom Cruise Jones.
What is. I have no idea. What is Johnson?
Okay. What is Maypother? Thomas Cruise Maypother.
That was right there on the tip of my tongue.
I would never have guessed that.
Jared,
let's do 800.
800
Tommy
Tom
Boy.
Cruise. Marrying him in 1987. She was his first wife. They divorced in 1990.
I guess I don't know much about Tom Cruise. That's way before Nicole Kidman. Marrying him in 1987. His first wife. They divorced in 1990. Who the f*** he married? Good. I can't believe you. Who is I have no idea.
All right.
I got nothing.
All right. Dean,
who's Kim Basinger?
Not Kim Basinger.
I think this was after this, but it's the only thing I know. Who is Katie Holmes?
Yeah, not Katie Holmes, but at least you named a wife.
Thank you.
Kalen?
Trying to think of people who were big at that time. Who is Courtney Cox?
Who is Mimi Rogers? That's the answer to that one. Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and Katie Holmes are the three wives. Jared, you're bored. God,
I feel like I should get away from this category, but I'll keep going. 1,200.
1,200, Tom Cruise. His first major supporting role was in this military school film from 1981.
Oh, no. What is the name of this stupid movie? Oh, no. What is Toy Soldiers?
It is not Toy Soldiers. Dean or Kalen?
What is Platoon?
Nope. Kalen?
I got nothing.
All right. It is called Taps. That
Taps! First major. I hate my life.
Jared, you've had a real chance to take control of this game. You still have the lead. You're at 11. No, you don't have the lead. You're in second place with 10,000.
Yeah. Dean 1,600, Tommy Boy.
Kalen, 4,800, going 1,600 for Tom Cruise. Tom was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Academy Award for his role in this 1999 film.
What is Magnolia?
That is correct. And Jared takes the novel, almost takes the lead.
I'm still second.
200. But he could do it here on any of these remaining questions.
All right, Tom Cruise, 2,000.
Here it is. Tom proposed to Katie Holmes at the top of the iconic world landmark. This iconic world landmark.
I have no idea. I'll say, what is the Eiffel Tower?
That's what I would have said.
That's my guess.
Correct. 13-6 for Jared, 11-8 for Dean, 4,800 for Kalen. Three questions left, or answers, or however you want to say it. Jared, you're bored.
I'll do 1600 Bachelor in Paradise.
This couple from season two are now married with three kids.
Come on.
Who is Tanner and Jade?
Just Jared's best
Jade
friend.
Correct. Jared building up an perhaps insurmountable lead. You're bored, though. Two more questions.
I'll do 2000 Bachelor in Paradise.
The opening theme, Almost Paradise, is a duet sung by the lead singer of this band. And since it's a duet, there are two possible correct responses here.
What was a duet in that time? I don't even know any. It's not Sonny and Cher. I'll tell you that much.
The lead singer of this band.
What is the Temptations?
Not the Temptations. Dean or Kalen, anything on this one?
I was just gonna say Who Are the Shakes, but
not the Shakes. Kalen
got nothing.
All right, it was Mike Reno from Loverboy and Ann Wilson from Heart. Those are the two possible answers there. Our last
my
question,
second guess.
Appropriately enough, in Sucking for 2000, 8.3 billion of these are currently polluting the world's beaches, and they are not biodegradable.
Interesting. Well, that's depressing. 8.3 billion of these.
Can I answer?
And I will remind you all again to think of the category.
What is a straw?
Sucking.
What are drinking straws, Dean? Very nice.
Well, that's too bad it wasn't his turn, but that's fine.
Still couldn't win anyway.
Right. Sorry.
No, okay. Give it.
So here's what we are going
win.
Into
did
Final Jeopardy.
Did he win
Jeopardy.
With that one?
No, he did not. But we have Final Jeopardy yet. So hold on. We have one more question. Jared, 15,200. Dean, 13,800. Kalen, 4,800. We have Final Jeopardy coming up next.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kalen, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, your final Jeopardy category is this podcast. In all of its incarnations, Help I Suck at Dating, Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds, and Suckers. Please write down your wager or text it to me. Why don't you text it to me and Easton, just to keep everyone honest. Text us your wagers, and here's how this is going to work. Only one of you will be able to get this right, and you will get your wager. The other two will lose their wager.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, so, I got confused.
But only one of you can get it right. Like on Jeopardy, all three of you could get it right, but in this one, only one of you will get it right.
Okay.
So it's impossible for anybody more than one person to get it right?
Not impossible, but I'll explain more in a second. But it's not impossible, but it's unlikely.
Hold on, I got to do math really quickly.
All right, Jared has 15,200. Dean has 13,800. Kaylin has 4,800. They are sending their wagers right now. And then we'll read the final Jeopardy answer. And they will give us their questions and see who the winner is. All right, Easton has Kaylin's wager.
All right. You didn't send yours in?
I sent mine in.
Oh. All right, Dean's has been sent as well.
I sent
mine right now.
Okay. All right. Here is the final Jeopardy question. And Dean, yes, you are on the right track. The question is, in all of the incarnations of this podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
How many episodes have there been? Whoever is the closest without going over.
Wow.
Will get their wager. Okay. The other two will lose their wager. If there is a tie, then you will both get your wager.
And we're including like our segments as well, like Kaylin's Corner.
Correct. Yes, we are. Yes. And in fact, there may be some. I did this based on, you know, Apple's feed in the podcast app.
And are we putting it in the chat?
That's a good idea. Sure. Put it in the chat. We're ready. We have the wagers. We have the guesses. A lot of numbers here on my little post-it. We will start with Jared because he is in the lead with 15,200. Jared guessed that there have been 350 episodes of this podcast in all of its incarnations. That is not the winning answer. His wager was 14,000. That gets him down to 1,200.
Oh, Jared.
Dean was next.
Oh, that means I didn't win either. Dang.
That there are 365 episodes of this podcast. That is also incorrect. You did not go over, but that is also incorrect. You wagered 1,401. Is that right?
Yep.
So that brings you down to, I believe, 12,699. I believe that makes you your lead insurmountable, but we'll go to Kaylin. Kaylin said there were 410 episodes of this podcast. Nice. There have been 447 episodes of this podcast.
Wow.
Nice. Kaylin is your winner. She wagered everything, putting her up to 9,600. Wow. But nonetheless,
good job, Kaylin.
Dean, with a smart wager, he is your winner with 12,699 points.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done.
Congratulations, Dean. And so we thank you, everyone, for joining us on Suckers Jeopardy.
Mark, that was fun. That was awesome. That was the most fun.
That was my favorite podcast
I think we've ever done.
I know, seriously.
I don't think it got us to the point of just Dean able to compete on Jeopardy, but it was still fun.
Well, come on, the Tom Cruise and the Tom Brady and the pop culture. What's the guy got to do?
Hey, those are Jeopardy. Those could be on Jeopardy.
I won. So at the end of the day, I still have that to brag about for the rest of my life.
I feel like Kaylin's the real winner here. She was the one who got Final Jeopardy, right? I feel like in my heart, Kaylin won.
But I still had the most money at the end of the round.
But I won the last question.
But I had the most money, though, so I'm the winner. Just so the listeners at home know who wins.
Everybody's aware.
Dean had 12,699. Kaylin had 9,600. Jared had 1,200.
I know, but I had personal checks probably by the end of the week.
Appreciate it.
Well, just me, I guess, because I won. So that's fine. I'll take the 12,699. Cut yourself a 15% commission rate on that as well. Please feel free. That was great. I do appreciate you putting all that work in, Mark. That seemed like it was not an easy thing to do.
That was great.
This is kind of my thing. I love games. I love game shows. So it was my pleasure.
Well, hey, if you ever want to do a real life Jeopardy, like real questions and not like tailored towards us, I think that would be a fun episode as well.
Why don't I do that? Why don't I take an actual random Jeopardy episode, take the questions and see how Dean does?
Well, not just Dean. I think all of us.
Well, I know, but the you seem to think you would excel on that show.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. 95%.
For the record, Kaylin seems to think I would excel on that show. I also think I would excel on that show.
yeah, obviously.
Mark, I feel like you'd be pretty good at Jeopardy in real life.
I was on Rock and Roll Jeopardy in 1999. That's right.
No way.
What?
And therefore, I'm ineligible for Jeopardy because once you're on it once, you cannot be on it again. And Rock and Roll Jeopardy is part of the family, apparently. So they warned us of that before we did it. I won $5,000.
No way.
Wow, that's so cool.
Well, the annoying part was at that point, the season I was on, you played for points. And whoever got the most points got $5,000. The next season, they changed it to dollars. I had 14,000 points. So in my mind, they still owe me $9,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like some sort of legal action you could probably take.
I'm looking into it. And I have been for 20 years.
Was it televised?
It was on VH1.
So can I pull up your episode probably then?
Good luck. I've had people try to find it and they cannot find it.
Do you remember the exact date?
The exact air date? No, I could probably find the tape date, but I wouldn't know when it aired. Easton?
I've tried to find every piece of footage of Mark broadcast on television of all time, and I have a lot of them, but Rock and Roll Jeopardy, I keep coming up empty on. I've searched for years.
Wow. And wait, so Jeff Probst was the host?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I see a couple episodes here, July 31st, 1999, Chris versus Amanda.
Yeah, that would have been the year, yeah.
Huh. I'm going to do some research and find this. But I guess if Easton couldn't find it, I probably won't have any luck either.
I know.
I'm happy to have some help. I have one small piece of trivia as a bonus round. Won't count for anything. Which a bachelor couple was a clue on Real Jeopardy once. It's someone you all know.
Okay.
And I wonder if you know who it is.
I would guess JoJo and Jordan.
Do we get the question or is that giving it away?
No, I would guess.
Their names are in the question, so that would give it away. But it's about setting up an Instagram account for their child.
Oh, Ari and Lauren.
Did they?
No.
Oh.
Setting up an Instagram account for their child. I doubt it. It had to have been like a Jason and Molly.
Oh my God. Here's the clue. Jade and Tanner Tolbert, stars of This in Paradise, set up an account for their baby Emerson pre-birth 100,000 followers later.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe Jade and Tanner were actual Jeopardy questions. That's so cool.
Yeah. And soon you guys could be too. This is something to strive for.
That is something to strive for. Not. Every time, because I do the crosswords every single day, every time there's like a bachelor related question, the answer is like typically going to be Rose or something like that. But I'm always like, ooh, that's kind of about me in a very indirect way. Well, that was a great episode, you guys. Mark, Easton, I really appreciate all the effort you put into this.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Thank you, guys.
For the listeners at home, I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did, or even half as much, because it still would be a good time, I think. How do you guys think you fared, Kaylin and Jared?
Oh, it's not my best work.
I think I did really well. I mean, obviously, I should have just bid zero on Final Jeopardy, but I got a lot of questions right. I got questions right that I didn't think I was going to get right, so I was very happy with that.
You did really good. I do think that Mark favored you subconsciously a little bit, but it's okay.
There was definitely a lot of questions that I felt pretty good about. Pretty good.
This is also kind of what we talked about a couple weeks ago when this idea came about, was you have a certain set of things that you're very passionate about, and so you know very deeply, and that's good for things like this because you have such a deep knowledge of it. But for me and Kaylin, I feel like we know maybe a lot of things, but not super well.
When you were answering questions, I was like, I wish I had something that I was that passionate about.
Yeah.
I need to find my passion.
Like Mr. Potato.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not afraid of telling people what I love.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But you're a man of many, many interests, and that's good.
I'm looking up Rock and Roll Jeopardy. I mean, I doubt there's no way it's like one of these YouTube ones, because if Easton couldn't find it, it's just one of these videos on YouTube
all the time. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. Because there's like 9 episodes of Rock and Roll Jeopardy here on YouTube. I mean, how many could there have possibly been?
Like, I've even emailed people at Paramount trying to get access to their archives and like just come up with nothing. That's amazing. It's driving me crazy. Like, I won't. I'll be on my deathbed going like, Rock and Roll Jeopardy, I never found it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some digging here. But again, if Easton couldn't find it, it's hard. It's hard to imagine.
Well, maybe yeah, like how the hell are we gonna find it?
Yeah.
That's actually a good point. If anyone out there in Suck Army wants to do a little bit of digging, maybe they got some access to some archives that we're unaware of. Find Mark on Rock and Roll Jeopardy and send it to us, because that'd be a hooting and hollering time to watch that. Mark, what kind of hairstyle did you have in the 90s?
It's never changed. The same as it is now. It's just okay. More of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I keep seeing a lot of Mark McGrath on there.
I was in a black blazer and kind of a dark orange shirt.
What a 90s look.
How do you know that? How do you remember that so well?
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right. Well, I think that we've taken up a lot of the listeners' time here, so I think we got a good spot to end it. But thank you guys so much for listening to this week's special episode of Suckers Jeopardy. Mark, again, thank you for putting that all together and being the gracious host for us. But be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Suckers on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's what we like to hear.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.